This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth was going to call in last hour with Greg, and I don't know exactly what happened, so we missed that window. I guess we could do that possibly next week and talk about land and land patents and so forth. This hour we've got Bert's with us. He has a full syllabus, no calls class, please, no calls for this hour. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. I wonder if class knows what the anniversary today was. January 13th, 5 years ago. So, five-year anniversary. Do you know what event that was? Pretty major event, Vince, happened 5 years ago to the day. I'll give you a hint. It had to do with nuclear weapons.
Okay. So we had some agreements. We had some agreements and nuclear
and they were broken.
Treaty,
no,
if you will. And
no.
Yeah, they were broken. I don't know if it's to the day.
No.
Okay. So what? What was it?
This is to the day, the five-year anniversary of the Hawaii false nuclear missile alert. On the morning of January 13th, 2018.
Oh, yeah.
There was
yeah, did
an
that
alert
guy ever
issue.
Get fired for that?
No. He was reassigned. So it turned out, and by the way, it said this is, I'm looking at the alert right here. On the emergency alert system, it says, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate, this is in capital letters, all in red, seek immediate shelter. Then the last sentence, this is not a drill. So, obviously the whole state went into panic. And, I mean, people were, highways were clogged, people were getting into mass accidents. One family was filmed. This kind of became one of those things that you'll never forget. He opened up a drain cover in the road and lowered his family into the sewer drain to try and protect them from the nuclear blast. So this went on for, you know, probably better part of an hour. And people were frantically trying to figure out it, get confirmation. And this did not come from the military. This came from State of Hawaii Emergency Alert System. So these were State of Hawaii officials and employees. And finally, then, and you know, she's one of my favorite non-politicians, Tulsi Gabbard, who is then a congresswoman from the State of Hawaii, and she's ex-military. On her own, she went calling to generals she knew at the Army bases and Air Force bases, and to the man, or I should say to the general, could be a woman, to the general, they said, we don't know anything about this. We're as bewildered as you are. So she took that as basically saying it's a false alarm, and she, on her own, took the initiative to start calling up TV and radio stations and saying, call off the alarm. I have basically confirmation from our military that it's some kind of screw up. And I, you know, at the time we didn't know exactly what the screw up was, but at that point we were confident enough that it was a false alarm. But since the whole state went into panic 5 years ago to the day.
You know, Bert, it reminds me of December 7th, 1941. Hawaii went into a panic as well, but
yeah,
that was a real attack. That was the
It was almost the opposite, Vince, because
Pearl Harbor.
They didn't give us warnings. You know, the administration at the time was trying to downplay the chance of war. And we were not prepared.
That's the point I'm trying to make. That so just because Tulsi Gabbard says something, does that mean it's real? Or does that mean it's not real? What I'm saying is we don't know who to believe anymore. So, you know, the military lies to us. The press lies to us. The gray lady, the New York Times, lies to us. We're being lied to 24/7, 365. And we can't figure out what's what. So are we under attack? Is the current administration at that time saying we're now nothing? Because they don't want to cause a panic? It's like the aliens. Are there UFOs? Are there aliens? We can't get a straight answer from the government. So we're left to our own research and our own devices and our own wild imaginations. The point I'm trying to make is, if you heard that information, that missiles are inbound, the prudent thing to do would be to take cover. That's the prudent thing to do. And if it turns out to be false, you dust yourself off and you say, well, I'm glad it was a false alarm. But if it was real, a manhole cover sounds like a good idea.
Well, I guess I'd push back and say the mass hysteria on the highway and the sheer panic.
I understand that. I'm not saying that's good. I'm saying that's what people would do. They would panic. And am I saying this was the wrong thing to do? You know, press the wrong play button on the machine that releases that announcement? Or, no, of course that's not the right thing to do. But in a case of a report that appears to be credible that missiles are inbound, take cover. I think that is the prudent thing to do. However, this guy should be summarily fired, pension removed, and teach this guy a lesson that you can't do this kind of stuff by accident. That's how wars can get started. That's how World War III could get started, from some moron like this guy.
Yeah, so we don't know. They won't say what happened to him other than he was reassigned. He was known to have confusion over... And I'm quoting here from a news story that came out subsequent, said he had confusion in being able to judge reality from fiction. And so he had obviously emotional issues, and how they, you know, I guess this is kind of like giving everybody a chance. But when the guy literally has his finger on the button for the emergency system, don't you think somebody that is maybe more emotionally stable or goes through some kind of evaluation before you get promoted to a post where you have that responsibility? And, I mean, that's kind of obvious answer to that question. But, you know, I love Hawaii. It's a great place. But they have, government there that, they locked down the whole state during the first outbreak of COVID, and they destroyed their economy. I mean, their economy, unfortunately, is almost totally based on tourism. They're trying to broaden it out. I've been there actually on some technology initiatives to try and have more electronics in the state of Hawaii, and there is some. But unfortunately, they're so beholden to tourism. When they shut down the state, they destroyed their economy, and COVID spread anyway. So, there's a lot of things you can question the government about, and obviously 5 years ago was one of those blaring things that they just screwed up with.
I made a proposal to Wright County, the county government. I live in Wright County, Missouri, and I made a proposal that we start a business incubator in an abandoned hospital. The county bought the hospital for about $550,000. What a good deal. And I wanted to turn each one of these hospital rooms into a business incubator. I probably mentioned this to you like 15 years ago, well, maybe 12 years ago. And they laughed at me, and what they decided to do was hire a guy that had a degree in physical education from Southern East Coast University. And his plan was to turn Wright County into a tourist destination. And I came unglued because I said, so what you're saying is you want people to come here, spend some money, and leave their trash. That's what you want to do, right? That's what tourism is, Bert. Come here, spend your money, and leave your trash.
Yeah, real quick, Vince, I helped set up a business high-tech incubator in Maui. There's a high-tech center there, and it ultimately didn't succeed because companies here in California and other places would send employees to do R&D and research, and there is a major satellite center there in Maui that has to do with our surveillance satellites for the military, so that's sort of, you know, something kind of high-tech. But unfortunately, the incubator didn't work, Vince, because, I mean, this is a true story. What happened is companies would send their employees over, you know, for a few months or a year or whatever to work at their little offshoot high-tech center and do R&D. But Vince, Hawaii's so nice. Nobody wanted to work. So no one would get anything done. People were just enjoying the beach and the sun and all the fun things you can do in it. They hadn't solved it. That problem is how do you get people to work hard in someplace so nice? So there's probably a way to do it. They probably didn't have enough at stake in their jobs, but anyhow, it did not succeed ultimately for that reason. Vince, there was a death in the meeting. Go ahead.
I was thinking maybe Alaska would be a better destination for a high-tech center.
Yeah. I mean, part of it was Hawaii's initiative to broaden their economic base, and part of it was they thought it'd be a good place to get talent to, you know, do some work in another location. Vince, there was a death in the music world, but probably not the one you thought I was going to mention. We did lose Lisa Marie Presley very young, and it's tragic. But, Vince, we also lost arguably one of the best rock guitarists ever a couple of days ago. And sadly, if class has not heard, we lost Jeff Beck, who was really one of – they called him a guitarist guitar player. And we lost him a couple of days ago. And very sad. The music world is mourning him. He was one of the players in the Yardbirds, and the Yardbirds was sort of the English rock group that gave birth to so many other rock bands in Britain and the United States. And they didn't always play at the same time, but the Yardbirds included Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, and many others. A legendary band. So, God rest the soul, Jeff Beck. June 1944 to January 2023.
Bert, do you still have that compendium of music that you were documenting starting in the 70s? Music that you were going to pass on to those that followed you in your family? Do you still have that?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, did you ever transfer that cassette format into something else?
Well,
did I lose you, Bert?
No.
Oh, okay.
You there?
You, Tom.
The first. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I moved. I have cassettes, and I, you know, it's kind of a challenge to keep cassette players that, you know, keep going. You know, the rubber belts wear out, stuff like that. But I still have cassette players. I also have a recorder that will take cassettes and reel to reel and transpose them onto DVDs. But even DVDs are starting, and CDs are starting to become, well, I don't want to say obsolete, but supplanted by MP3 and MP4. And then, of course, even those files are being supplanted by keeping everything on the cloud. So you don't keep anything and you just go to the cloud to get your music, which in theory, if everything's there and you have a way to get it, I guess that makes sense because it's spread out everywhere. Hey, Vince, there's a mystery, and maybe Class can help solve it. This is the most bizarre mystery, and it falls into really my wheelhouse. By the way, where did wheel? I guess that's a boating term. Vince, can we have Class help solve the mystery, which has still not been solved, how all over Utah and that area, these transmitters of some sort, we don't know what, are going up in the mountains powered by solar panels, all over the mountains of Utah, somebody is putting up transmitters in the mountains, in the snow. They're guy wired down with a pole, an antenna on top, and an electronics box, weatherproof inside to the side, and a solar panel to power it. And they're going up all over Utah, Vince. And there's no, as far as I can tell, as of this morning, there's no answer.
Yeah, no, I don't have an answer. But Wheelhouse has to do with the house where you control a boat or a ship. And that's the Wheelhouse. So it's from the 1800s.
Yeah.
But that's where it came from. And, of course, politicians grab terms and they start using them. And that's one of the terms that politicians use. And when I was designing computer systems, Washington came up with this term, analytic paradigm. We need to have an analytic paradigm. That's so government people sound smarter than they are.
Yeah, that sounds like gobbledygook to me.
It is. And I actually had a deliverable, actually two deliverables. One was regarding an analytic paradigm, and another one was conceptual framework. So we need to build a conceptual framework. I don't know. We tried plugging it in, and you know what? Nothing happened.
Well, Vince, I'm looking at the
conceptual framework.
Well, but that's a little closer to almost meaning something. I guess that would mean something that is tangible.
Conceptual.
Well, I guess
something
that's
you
not
can
tangible.
Think about. The framework of something you can think about.
Yeah. Vince, real quick, I'm looking at a picture here of one of these devices. So what they do is they put them in the mountains and hills surrounding a city. So they're obviously intended to communicate to people or things or other devices down in the city. I'm looking at one. It's looking down. Well, it's an omnidirectional antenna, but it's looking down into Salt Lake City in the mountains. And, if anybody... We don't have contacts in Utah government that I know of, Vince Stewie, through Genesis or USA Prepares or.
Well, we have Greg Lesher.
Well, if he could send one over me, I can dissect it in our lab. We have a full RF communications lab and figure out, what frequencies is it working on? Is it using ham frequencies, unlicensed frequencies, CB radio frequencies, Wi-Fi. It's hard for me to tell.
Bert, doesn't this sound like something we were building back in the 80s where we were going to transmit television signals, cable TV without cable, direct from the mountaintop? The only difference is the solar power generation system for it?
Well, maybe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen on Thursday appointed former Governor Pete Ricketts, also a Republican, as the state's next senator, replacing Senator Ben Sasse, who officially resigned earlier this week to become the next president of the University of Florida. Idaho student's murder suspect Brian Koberger briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. This means he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Herr as special counsel to investigate top-secret documents found at President Biden's home and office. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. The call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Flash
today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, you mentioned Lisa Marie Presley. She's a perfect example of someone not to follow. She inherited $100 million, I think, when she was 25, and it's all gone. $100 million squandered, invested poorly. Nobody knows exactly where it all went. $100 million. And four husbands. A perfect example of, I'm sorry, she's passed away. It seems like heart attacks are in vogue. More and more people are dying at young ages. She was in her 50s. She died of a heart attack, allegedly, reportedly. And we're seeing more and more of that young, athletic types dying of sudden, unexpected heart attacks. Bert, back to you.
Vince, we skipped a lot of news over the past few weeks because of things that were just breaking. So wanted to let class know that we've often talked about how climate's affected by the sun and how also sun cycles and what's called coronal mass ejections from the sun can cause a lot of effects back here on Earth, especially to our infrastructure, our technology. Well, in December, a shockwave that's still a mystery to scientists, but we think we at least know where it came from. A shockwave came from the sun on December 14th, we think from a sunspot, and it actually cracked our magnetosphere. And so you might say, well, you know, what is that? You know, so what? Well, the magnetosphere is actually the lining, or let's say the cloud covering that shields our planet from harmful radiation. It's why we can have life on Earth, why life can flourish, and all the dangerous cosmic waves that are actually hitting everything in space, all over the universe, certainly all over our galaxy. Why those rays that are harmful don't hurt life. And that magnetosphere was actually cracked and opened up by this blast from the sun, and it had nothing to do with Donald Trump causing it or global warming. It had nothing to do with anything human-related or anything created on the Earth. It was 100% because of things that happened on the sun. And it's just part of the world we live in, literally. And they think we're back to normal, but it was open for several hours and allowed solar winds to flow through, so it may have done some damage. I don't think we have a way to actually know, Vince, but reason I bring it up to class isn't just because it's something serious, but we are going through an increasing solar cycle that's going to reach its peak in a couple of years, and some scientists at NASA and NOAA think that this solar cycle might be a big one, and there could be some CMEs that hit the Earth and affect our power grid, for instance, or electronics or different things that get affected. And, of course, we always bring up the Carrington event from 1859 that wiped out the telegraph system, because that's all we had in the 1800s, Vince. We didn't have even telephones. That was a few more years before they came out. We certainly didn't have any type of electronics. But so I bring it up because this, I guess they're calling it a shockwave that came from the sun, did allow some dangerous radiation from all over the galaxy to enter the Earth for at least a few hours on December 19th of last year.
They mentioned telegraph. So telegraph was clicks, dots, and dashes using Morse code in order to send messages, and it's pretty slow compared to talking and talking on the phone. It's much, much faster. And so telegraph was deployed, invented before the telephone was. And I once was in Sam's Club, and there was a mom and a young daughter, and a young daughter, this was many years ago, young daughter was, I'm thinking, an early teenager, really early teenager, maybe 13, something like that. And I asked her mother if I could ask her a question. And mom said, sure. And I said, so you're on the phone texting, it looks like to me. So here's the question. If the telephone was invented after texting, would you find that that was really neat and you would use the telephone to talk to your friends?
Yeah, there'd be no more texting. They go, oh, texting, man, you're old-fashioned.
Right.
We actually talk to people. We hear their voice. We hear the sarcasm or happiness or whatever nuances are in what they're saying.
Which is why I don't want to deal with people who sell things on the internet who will not, you know, I'll say if I want to pursue buying something for the farm, some used item, I'll say, may I call you and discuss this? And most of the time they either ignore that message or they say no. And when they, if they don't want to talk to me, I can't get the intonation. I can't get whether they're for, you know, what they're saying is real. I can't ask them those follow-up questions. I'm not interested in dealing with people like that anymore. I can't stand this texting only paradigm that we are stuck in. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. That's your cue.
Vince, as we were discussing that over the USA Prepares telegraph line, and one of the advantages of telegraph is you can do it with a single conductor and use ground as the other, so, or you could run it over railroad lines and have the railroad be the ground and then just run a single wire, and it the voltage falls, they pick. Anyway, over the system we have, I just got a message from Lou Cassidy, and he said he thinks these mysterious transmitters or repeaters are for ham radio repeaters. So that's from fellow instructor Lou Cassidy, just sent it over the USA Prepares hotline. You know, the problem is those poor ham guys, they're getting confiscated right and left by the authorities in Utah and Salt Lake City. They're just taking them and probably throwing them into the recycle bin. So, you know, if it is a ham club that's doing this, they're losing a lot of gear. You know, the problem, it could be government-related as well. You know, Vince, there's so many government bodies now that don't always know what each other's doing. There's no coordination between, you know, different types of law enforcement in most cases. So, you know, who knows who's putting these up? But they're getting taken down by local authorities, so somebody's losing this hardware.
You know, somebody challenged me and said, 5-minute university, you claim it's fully accredited? And I say, yeah. 5-minute university that I built is fully accredited by me. And my point is, so who are these authorities that are in the accreditation business? They say that they are the authority. They are the ones who issue accreditation. And I wonder, who the heck are they? So if they can do it, I can do it. And USA Prepares 5-Minute University is fully accredited by me. You know, class, the point in that little lesson is we need to take a stand. You need to say no. You really do. I mean, do you really want to go to the public training camp or send your children to the public training camp and be indoctrinated by a fully accredited bunch of people who say that pink hair is good and you can pick the gender of the moment? Do you really want to do that? I'll stop right there, Bert.
Yeah. So, Vince, we're getting to the end of the hour, but real quick, we talk about EVs often. We've had a lot of storms here in California, but this actually, I don't think, had anything to do with the weather, because I'm looking at a photo and it looks like it's not weather related. But Vince, a Tesla Model S on its own, now that it was in self-driving mode, and man, if I had one of those, I don't know if I'd ever activate that unless I was, you know, in the middle of Nevada with nobody else around. But in any case, it was in self-driving mode on the San Francisco Bay Bridge. So, class, if you've ever been to the Bay Area, that's the bridge that basically connects San Francisco with Oakland and the East Bay. So it's on the bridge, and the Tesla decided to change lanes, caused a crash, caused an 8-car pileup on the bridge. And there were some severe injuries, and 9 people, including a 2-year-old child. So that's a total victim. And they're basically saying it was some glitch. what's called the full self-driving mode. And, I'm surprised they allow this. It says if you want to enable full driving mode in your Tesla, it's a $15,000 add-on. Vince, are you going to put that in your Tesla? I'd save the $15,000 if I was you.
Bert, I've been saying
for years. Or is yours still on order, or do you have it?
Bert, I've been saying for years that Elon Musk is the most dangerous person on the planet. He's polluting the sky. He is polluting the atmosphere. He unleashed these vehicles on the road that pilot themselves. They crash into nouns. That's people, places, and things. They crash into bridge abutments. They crash into emergency vehicles that are rendering assistance to operators of vehicles who had emergency problems on the side of the road. They crash into stopped police cars. They crash into other parked vehicles. These things are absolutely dangerous. And you are right. There was this crash. And what happened, class, was this reportedly, don't believe a word I say, or Bert, or anybody else in the media, but this particular Tesla was reported to change lanes all by itself. And it put its turn signal on after it started changing lanes. No warning. Now, you have been told in driver education that you put your signal on in advance of making a move, a turn, or changing lanes. That's what you're told. And that's the right thing to do. And you need to give enough warning to those around you so that they know what your move is going to be. Then, after this Tesla made the move and subsequently turned on its turn signal, it slammed on the brakes. No warning. And caused a massive 8-car pileup with injuries. Elon Musk needs to be arrested and tried for the harm that he is causing to the planet. I don't want anything to do with autonomous driving vehicles. I don't want them behind me, alongside of me, or in front of me.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Bert, you're talking about that car crash on San Francisco Bay Bridge in California. And so here's a quote from Yahoo News. The quote is, the driver told the California Highway Patrol, CHP, that their Tesla's full self-driving mode was responsible for the Thanksgiving Day crash. The feature had just been rolled out in beta to North American Tesla drivers that month, which Tesla hailed as a major milestone. End quote. So, class, here is the guy who was sitting in the seat right behind the steering wheel who said he didn't do it. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. He didn't do it. The car done did it. Okay? Elon Musk should be arrested and tried for what he has done to the planet. All the harm. And it's unending. Well, I'm talking about boring holes in the atmosphere to put these satellites up. I'm talking about all the satellites that are going to fall down. At least they are going to pollute the atmosphere on the way down. At worst, they're going to crash into people, places, and things. Maybe the ocean. Three quarters of the Earth's surface is the ocean. Nothing, this is me speaking, this is my opinion, nothing that Elon Musk is doing is necessary. Nothing. We don't need electric vehicles. We don't need self-driving vehicles. We don't need holes in the ground to make travel in Las Vegas faster. We don't need high-speed, sonic boom-creating airplanes that can fly to London in hours. We don't need to be able to download movies in minutes. None of that is necessary. None of it.
So, Vince, you're very adamant. I take that then as a no for the $15,000 add-on software for any Tesla that might show up at the Finelli Ranch.
Bert, if I had $15,000 to spend on transportation, I would be able to buy five not software. 5, fully loaded Mercedes-Benz 1996 E300D vehicles, complete with the body, the paint, the steering wheel, the seats, the tires, the engine, the drivetrain, the cooling system, the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, and radio, and electric windows. All of that, because I can get those for $3,000 a piece. As a matter of fact, I could buy a whole bunch more cars than that, because I'm able to, in the past, I've been able to buy a complete Mercedes for about $500.
So, Vince, I need to put you in touch with a buddy of mine who has an online commerce company that specializes in selling hard-to-find parts for older Mercedes and older, you know, I'm including anything, you know, 1999, 2005, whatever. And I'll put you guys in touch, because he sells parts all over the world that he finds the manufacturers, qualifies the parts, and sells them, and that's an alternative to going to the Mercedes dealer, where you're obviously going to pay an arm, and also they may not have them.
That is a problem. That is a problem. Mercedes, if you go to the Mercedes dealer and you've got a 2000 model and you need parts for it, you might hear the answer something like, oh my, that's a real old car. But when you go to buy one, they act like they last forever. When you go to get the parts for one, they act like you're driving something that you should have gotten rid of 15 years ago.
Yeah, but they're not going to cause an 8-car pileup. Well, Vince, I guess on the Finelli Ranch, it would be you. I guess you're concerned about the full driving mode. It could cause an 8-cattle pileup, an 8-cow pileup.
You know, Bert, since you've mentioned that, you've seen some of the cars that we have and that I've had over the years, right? I mean, some of these are pretty unusual cars, right? Would you agree with that?
AMX, Lotus,
Alfa Romeos. So, we have still, I don't know if you ever saw it, a 1980 Ferrari 308. Did you ever see that? Silver.
No. Well, if I did, I don't remember. But I know.
Okay. Well, you remember Magnum? You remember Magnum PI?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he rode around in. Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's an extraordinary little car. It's a 3-liter V8, and it's a midships engine. It's really cool. I'm terrified to drive it. I haven't driven it in, I don't know, half a decade, maybe a decade. And the reason is because of all these crazy people texting and not paying attention on the road. They'll kill me if they run into me with one of those super-sized pickup trucks, or even worse, a Tesla being nearby. I'm afraid to take a really cool car out, or we have two AMXs. I'm afraid, 1968. I still have that, Bert. That blue one with the white stripes. Still have it. From when we first met. I'm afraid to take that out on the road because of some moron in one of these high-technology vehicles will run into me. I'm not afraid of me. I'm afraid of them. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. I can probably calm down by next Friday. I'll be in good shape again.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.